Hello and welcome to the Quarantine Diaries by Marta Jepp. Day 7, Norwegian Wood, March 25, Wednesday. It's been a couple of days that I've been struggling to get out of bed. So yesterday I decided to put an end on it and book an online yoga session at 8 a.m. At least in this way I have a real motivation to get up, not being late. Set my alarm so I could have enough time to sort myself out and look like a human being and not an apocalypse zombie. 7:55 a.m. Shit, I'm late. Spread my mat, click on the link for the session and connect at 8:03 a.m. Not too bad. They're already doing breathing exercises. Clearly, people find it easy to arrive on time now that we're confided. I'm working on it. Setting intentions. I wonder at my yoga teacher. Flawless movements and her blonde, long mane floating around the beautiful postures, which could make the session a full Instagram photo shoot. Me, greasy hairbun, don't even remember how I put my leggings on, and serious problems keeping balance. The literal picture of yin and yang. 1 hour later, I feel I have worked even on my earlobes. I can feel pain coming up soon. Jump in the shower, wash my hair, because challenges need to be dosed down. One step at a time, I don't need to do it all for the first week of quarantine. Breakfast under the morning sun. London, well done, we're all in this together. Put my random playlist on and plays Marit Larsen's When the Morning Comes. Oh, I'm such a fan of this Norwegian artist. I just love her voice. It's so sweet. She could sing I Want to Kill You slowly and get away with it. I'm glad Random Playlist has included a bunch of her songs for today. So much peace. I choose another summer dress, red lippy on. Let's get into work. Today's meant to be deadline day. Exciting. As soon as I open my emails, guess what? Honor student appears on my inbox. He's confused with homework. Right. The evening before deadline. I see. Apparently, reading coursework material is confusing. I feel for honest student because we're all confused in this time of uncertainty. Although it has not been confusing over the whole week. Maybe honest student thought he had superpowers to read deep, complex coursework on the Spanish Civil War in an hour. I get his confusion now. Honor student is very lucky we're in remote learning and doesn't have to face the Spanish bull that is arising. I contain myself though, calm my Spanish fury down and work on a sensible answer. Because let's choose love and patience in these difficult times. Yeah, let's do that. I carry on working and stop for a break. I decide to go back and read some of my travelling articles. Right, mental note, never doing it again when I'm on teacher mode on. I'll find it hard to concentrate on the reading with all the mistakes I want to correct. What's that, matter from the past? It's like mistake, whoops. Oh my God, my eyes, seriously. I don't know where I got that from, but horrible. Ugh. I feel the urge of re-editing all my posts, but managed to contain myself. I have more things to do today. Carry on reading despite the pain and shit, I miss travelling. I really miss travelling. That's the only thing I truly miss in 6 days of confinement. Not too bad though. I'm gonna travel so much when we're back to safety. Yeah. Mum sends me news. Prince Charles has tested positive in coronavirus. Ooh, ouch. That's painful. Boris, hear me out, Boris. You should have known. No one touches the firm. Not even coronavirus. Even I know that. But coronavirus doesn't give a shit about anyone, and you didn't want to listen. I feel sorry for Boris. I want to think he did what he could. Hard times for Boris, I think. I sent him my compassion. Anyway, more sun. I do my nails and choose red nail polish, obviously. Today I have lunch at the balcony and I'm glad my friends are also enjoying the sun. Sunshine makes everyone happy. As I'm enjoying my random playlist, sitting by the balcony, I get a message from Annie, my Norwegian friend from the master's degree. It's been ages since the last time we spoke. She asked me how I'm doing and she tells me Norway isn't too bad because mainly there are not as many people as in Spain or UK. We agree on catching up properly over dinner on Monday. I can't wait. That's one of the quarantine blessings. Evening of proper disinfection of the house. I clean the floors like a maniac and Annie does the toilet and the kitchen. Bump into Roderick at the kitchen and ask him, okay, in my Spanish way, which I understand could sound a little bit demanding for an English person, to coordinate the cleaning with Chandler for tomorrow. Annie and I can't do it on our own. It's not fair. Roderick looks at me puzzled because Roderick thinks I'm freaking out and says I'm going extreme. Right. Extreme for cleaning the floors in the midst of a pandemic outbreak. Right. Yeah, I think Roderick should go and have a chat with Boris about taking coronavirus lightly. In fact, they could live together. I bet they might be a happy couple. Yeah. Anyway, I prepare dinner and as I'm speaking with him, and I'm speaking with Hideki at the same time. And luckily, he's as positive as I am, and we both laugh at the whole thing and share how excited we are about our pastimes for the quarantine. Positivity, which is a great word. It can be as contagious as the virus. I ask him about his family in Japan, and his dad has tested positive but asymptomatic. In Japan, apparently, everyone who's testing positive gets isolated at the hospital, whether symptomatic or not. Everyone. They're even renting hotels to accommodate all COVID-19 positives. He's been sending his dad crazy jokes so he can cheer up. That's positive vibes, man. I intended to cook some mushrooms I have in the fridge, but nah. Pick the vegetarian nuggets bag from the freezer and put a few in the oven. And yeah, another mental note, you bought those mushrooms and the leek to cook them, my dear. Be responsible with your actions, yeah? Anyway, tomorrow, cooking time, for sure. Oh well, let's see. After dinner, I feel drained. Intense yoga, so much sun and proper disinfection make me feel like diving into my fierce world before 10:30. Before I fall asleep, I think I survived my first official week of quarantine and haven't lost my high spirits. That is so cool. Let's see what tomorrow brings. Hopefully another day of sunshine, and if not, oh well, chin up and red lipstick on, I guess.